This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Gene Washington is a member of the College Football Hall of Fame. He was drafted by the Minnesota Vikings in the first round of the NFL draft in 1967. He was the 8th overall pick, but the 4th that year to come from Michigan State University. Gene Washington will be in Grand Rapids Wednesday night for a screening of Through the Banks of the Red Cedar. The documentary was made by Maya Washington, Gene's daughter, and it tells the story of the first fully integrated football team in college football. Gene Washington, thank you very much for being with us.
Yeah, I'm happy to join you. Thanks for inviting me and having me.
When you were growing up in Texas, do you remember when you first heard about Duffy Doherty and Michigan State University?
Yeah, when I was growing up, the first time I heard about Duffy Doherty was through Bubba Smith. And Bubba Smith, a big tackle, he played at Charles and Pollard, which is there in Beaumont, Texas. And Bubba's father, his father was the head football coach for the school, well known. And Bubba and I, and at the time that we were down in Texas, it was all segregated. And so all of the black athletes or the black programs there in school was all segregated. So we were playing in an all-black league. And of course, we played Charleston Pollard, and Bubba and Bubba's father were very, very close to Duffy Doherty, because Duffy was really trying to recruit Bubba. I mean, as a matter of fact, there was a whole lot of schools were out to recruit and try to recruiting Bubba, and so Bubba did decide to go on to Michigan State, because see, we could not go to the University of Texas and SMU and Texas A&M, all of the major white schools were closed to black athletes. And so the only opportunity that I had was to perhaps leave that area. And so Bubba's father and him and Bubba put in a good word for me. And they said that they would put in a good word to Duffy for me. And hopefully I could be added to Michigan State's freshman class. So that was the first time of my hearing about Michigan State, and they both said that they would really support and talk to Duffy on my behalf.
So when you got to East Lansing, how different was it from what you had experienced in Texas?
Oh, it was a huge difference, because of the Michigan State and, of course, the university was completely integrated. And prior to my going to East Lansing, or even traveling up there, I was only accustomed to a completely segregated situation. And that was all of Texas was that way. We had the movie theaters, the restroom facilities, all of the hotels, and it was completely segregated. And so going to Michigan State was my first opportunity of interacting with white students, and of course having white teammates, and so and then also having a white coach that and a coaching staff. So that was very, very unique, and it was my first impression of integration, and it felt really good after what we were going through in that segregated situation.
One of the things I've read about Duffy Doherty is that he told the players to call him Duffy. Don't call me coach, I'm Duffy. Did it take someone with that sort of approach, maybe not quite the taskmaster or the drill sergeant type of football coach that we think of, did it have to be someone a little more like Duffy Doherty to really pull off this idea of having an integrated football team?
No, I think what really helped Duffy a whole lot is that All through my high school years, when I was 10th, 11th, 12th grade in high school, and Bubba Smith's situation and my situation, Duffy would come down and put on coaching clinics with all of the black coaches in the state of Texas. He also did that, the coaching clinics. He did that in South Carolina and George Webster. You know, he did also in Georgia. So all through the South, where they were all segregated. The black coaches, they had their separate coaching clinics. Duffy would always make a point to do the coaching clinics with all of the white coaches, but he also did special coaching clinics for all of the black coaches. And so the black coaches would recommend to Duffy black athletes who they thought could play in the Big Ten or could play with Duffy. So when I got to Michigan State, Duffy, after all of those years that he's put in with the understanding of recruiting students of color, it was really all a part of who he was. So when I arrived there, it was very easy for me to get acclimated because Duffy, prior to me, there were other black athletes that he had recruited. So he was very, very well known in the black community down in Texas. Michigan State was. But, of course, I didn't hear about a lot of that until I got to know and work real closely with Bubba and his father. So that made it much easier for me to get, again, to be acclimated to Michigan State. Now, in addition to that, Biggie Munn was our athletic director, and he, too, was very involved with the integration of football. And of course, our President Hanna, at the time, was very, very much involved. As a matter of fact, he was a chairman of the Civil Rights Commission. President Eisenhower had appointed him that position. So all of those pieces, you got Duffy, you got Biggie Munn, you got the president of the university, President Hanna, they were all on board about integration. And so it was very easy for me to get acclimated, you know, into that whole Michigan State family, and which has been so, so important to me. And there's a lot of firsts when you think about integration, especially the major, you know, the Michigan State and the Big Ten and the Pac-12, all across the nation. Michigan State was really was a leader in making that happen. Minnesota recruited a lot of athletes also from the South. Carl Eller, my teammate, when I played with the Vikings. So I'm just so glad that I had that opportunity. But for sure, going into that situation, I was a little nervous about that. But it worked out real well. My two roommates, Gary Dilley and Ed Gleck, were two white swimmers. They were on scholarships at Michigan State, and so after all of these years, we still communicate and talk to each other from time to time. But the whole idea of the residential halls programs, we had no problems acclimating to Michigan State. We had guys from Georgia. We had athletes from South Carolina. We had athletes from North Carolina. Jimmy Ray, our quarterback. So it was really a family situation that worked out real well for us.
Obviously, there was quite a payoff for Michigan State in terms of the product on the football field. The 1965 and 66 teams both won Big Ten titles, national championships. So when you look at it from someone who got to know Duffy Doherty as you did, how much was this trying to win football games, and how much was this him and the others at Michigan State trying to make a change in terms of how this country saw race relations?
You know, from the race relations and what was happening, I arrived at Michigan State in 1963, was my freshman year. And then, of course, within the next 3 or 4 years, it was really in the midst of all of the civil rights, all of the civil rights involvement with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. As a matter of fact, he even visited our campus. And then, of course, we did a lot of things at the campus through the president, participated and helped Dr. King and what he was trying to do in regard to trying to integrate the South, if you will. But the most important part is that we were receive well, and we work together as a unit and a family. And the football team, basketball program, the whole athletic community was on board with integration. And that was very helpful. But one of the things that was very, very key, especially that I'll always remember, they wanted to make sure that the athletic department and the university, number one, they wanted to make sure that all of the students had a chance to receive degrees and work hard towards degrees. And so it was very important for me because my family, mom and dad, because of the segregation, they never had a chance to go on to college. So I was the first in the family to go to college. And of course, I was able to get my degree within a four-year period. And after that, I was able to go on to play with the Vikings, and I went back and did my graduate work, and I got my master's degree, too. So my story about my education and what I was able to accomplish, all of the athletes that I played with, they, too, we were in an environment where education was foremost on our minds because we came from similar backgrounds. But what was most important, Duffy and President Hannah and Biggie Munn, they really stressed how important education was, and that encouragement enabled the entire team to work hard towards getting our degrees. So the whole idea of being national champions my junior and senior year, and we achieved that. But in the meantime, but we were also very much into our education, into the education community, and what we had to do to get our degrees. And I'm just so thankful that Michigan State gave us that opportunity.
How much do you think that those teams of the mid-60s from Michigan State, the fully integrated teams who were so successful on the field, how much do you think that changed college football?
I think it changed college football. What comes to mind, it's a good question, is that when we were a national champions in my junior and senior year. For example, Alabama was undefeated the year by my junior year. And so some people were saying that Alabama should be named, especially from the South, should be named the national champions and not Michigan State. And we didn't have a playoff at that time, a playoff series at that time. And so one of the things from an integration standpoint, the University of Alabama, the University of Texas, all of those Southern universities, they could not have any black students on their campus. And not the football players or the basketball players. It was completely segregated. And they never played integrated schools. University of Alabama, they only start playing integrated schools, I would say, in the 68, 69, almost in the 70s. And that likewise, the University of Texas, Kentucky, Kansas, all of those schools. So when you think about the competition of being at a national level, we were playing integrated schools. We were playing USC out in California. We were playing on a nationwide schedule, and we were open to play anybody, but we couldn't play Alabama because it was all segregated. And even it would have been a challenge, even if we traveled to Alabama or anywhere down south, because the hotel situation were not open to black people, period. So the whole idea of us winning these championships, while we were undefeated and we won these championships in my junior, senior year, everything down south, my hometown, the Houston area where I'm from, was completely segregated. And then when I went on to play with the Vikings, the 6 years I played with the Vikings, it was still segregated. So my whole background in playing at Michigan State and parts of my background in playing with the Vikings in the 70s and all, there was still segregation. The buses were close to us, housing. And so when you make those comparisons in terms of what we went through and what we integrated, we were the first team that was very much involved with having a completely integrated roster of black players at all positions, if you will, from all parts of the South and from all parts of the country. And so now when you think about looking at college, when you look at college football, the Alabamas, the Georgias, and all of these programs now are all fully integrated, which is the way it should have been back in those years.
So thinking about that period, when you arrived at Michigan State in 1963, that's a pretty tumultuous time in American history in terms of race relations and all sorts of societal issues. At the same time, you were on a pretty amazing journey of playing football for Michigan State, being part of two undefeated teams, and then being taken in the NFL draft along with three of your teammates in the top eight selections. So how do you juxtapose those two things? This, you know, amazing experience you had with, you know, the country going through a pretty tough time.
The other thing that I'm so proud of, Bubba Smith, George Webster, Clint Jones, and myself, we have all been inducted to the College Football Hall of Fame. And so that's quite an achievement that we're so proud of. But we also started at Michigan State. We all started in the freshman class together in 1963. So when you say 3 years, and then, of course, the 4 years that we were there, we all ended up in the College Football Hall of Fame and of course, the pro football, and being selected within the first eight picks, all four of us. It's my understanding that no four athletes has ever done that before. Now, of course, we're very, very, very proud of that. But one of the things that when we talk about how football is played today and how it's merchandised today in terms of the whole marketing of pro football, we have to remember that we only had, as a matter of fact, we didn't have much television. We didn't see much. There wasn't a lot of television football. There wasn't a lot of football on television. And we didn't have a lot of channels either where you can look at a football game. We were undefeated national champions. And we might have played on national television maybe one or two times. So the whole atmosphere now is completely different from what we experienced back in those days. Of course, we didn't have a playoff. It was always by the polls, you know, in terms of, I'm sure that in some cases, these teams that were not integrated, and then you have the Southern news writers, and they have their preference, and you have the Midwestern, and then, of course, you have the National. So it was a whole lot of looking at who should be national champions back in those days compared to, it's nice that they have a playoff situation now, and it's very nice that everything is all integrated. It really, really makes a difference because that's, when you have the integration, that's a national level. That means from a democracy, everybody have a chance to make an impact. But if you don't have that chance to be included, you know, that's the unfairness of it. But I'm just very grateful that Michigan State gave us that opportunity.
So what did you think when your daughter Maya told you that she wanted to make this movie?
I was very, very surprised. And we were out in California. Bubba Smith had just passed away, and she's spent a lot of time with my teammates. And who were at the memorial for Bubba. And as a father, I didn't share a whole lot about my athletic background. She didn't know too much about her dad at the time. And so so my teammates started telling her, sharing all of these stories about, she started hearing about all of the stories as we were talking about old times. And with her, Maya went to USC. She got to have her undergraduate degree from USC in theater, in the theater arts area. And so she started thinking that maybe perhaps she should do a documentary on my life, leaving LaPorte, Texas, leaving the South and going to Michigan State and how I got there and all of my teammates from these other, Ernie Pastewa, for example, from Buford, North Carolina, and of course, Bubba and George Webster and Jimmy Ray. And so she thought it'd be a good idea to tell that story, because it was in the middle of the whole civil rights movement. And so we were not on TV a whole lot, because they didn't have TV a lot at that time. So it was surprising that she thought that it would be a good idea to do that. And of course I agreed, and I didn't think that she was really serious, but she said, "Dad, I think I want to do this, because that's a great story, because you guys really launched the whole idea of this integration, and especially in the big schools at a time where everything was all segregated down south." So at any rate, I'm just so proud that she took it on. And I'm so proud that she has been able to, in the last 6 years or so, she did all of the interviews, and she did all of the putting the whole narrative together. It's about a 70-minute presentation, but it's great that she was able to do this. And one of the things that was most impressive to me is that she included and interviewed just as many of my teammates as she could pull together, and including all of my family, our family from Texas. And so putting all of that together, doing the script and traveling across the country and meeting all of my teammates. And so I'm just so proud that she was able to put all of this together. And of course, she got to know a lot of people at Michigan State University that she didn't know before, because she went to school at USC. And of course, her whole thoughts about Michigan State is completely different, because she really feels like she's a part of the university now by putting all of this together and interviewing and understanding the history, the integration history of Michigan State University and what it's all about, and the great university that we are so proud of. So it was. It's been a great journey. Putting all of this together. It's been a lot of fun.
Gene Washington, thank you very much for your time, and continued success with the film.
Hey, fine. Hey, thank you so much. My pleasure talking with you. And again, I look forward to be in Grand Rapids next week.
Thank you very much. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.